The Business Hour on OFM.
Thank you very much for joining me, Olebogeng Motse, on the OFM Business Hour this evening. I hope you're staying safe. Now, analysts from JP Morgan believe that the metaverse gaming market could explode in China, even with the current state of regulation, which presents certain difficulties for adoption. Companies like Tencent, Netease, and Bilibili are JP Morgan's picks when it comes to taking advantage of this potential growth that, at best, might pass the $100 billion mark. But what is the metaverse and why should you be interested in it as a business owner in Central SA? I'm speaking to Charlie Stewart, the CEO and co-founder of digital marketing agency Roger Wilco, on what the 2022 SA Digital Customer Experience Report that he co-authored says about this particular topic and how it will answer the question to invest or not to invest in the metaverse. Charlie, before we delve into or unpack some of those findings pertaining to the metaverse, what is it, just for people like myself who may not be clued up on exactly what it is, and we've only heard Mark Zuckerberg mention it at some point?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Zuckerberg's rebranding of Facebook to Meta, I think, clearly illustrates the potential that one of the world's richest men believes that this virtual world has. I think that, you know, like so many big words, they become a little bit daunting. We're not quite clear what they are. But to take it, I think, back to a very relatable example, the metaverse is really trying to provide people with an immersive experience. You could liken it to simply playing a game. Simply playing a game like Candy Crush on your cell phone is almost a first step towards the metaverse. I think in its sort of bigger, you know, larger future potential, it'll be a space where we put on virtual reality headsets and have a chance to talk to companies, talk to people like us, and, you know, really live the full potential of a world that, you know, we simply can't properly operate in right now. I think that, you know, over the last few years, we've seen things like COVID really impair our ability to meet the potential that the metaverse creates. Something, you know, I think it's been brought into stark relief over the course of the last 2 years, where COVID stopped us from, you know, seeing our friends, seeing our families, getting away from our homes. And so a virtual world that allows us to log onto a computer or a phone and start talking to different brands, talking to people, is something that has got enormous potential.
What does the 2022 SA Digital Customer Experience Report reveal about the metaverse and, I guess, trends in South Africa pertaining to that world?
Well, I think the first finding, and this one was, I wouldn't say it was a huge surprise, but, you know, the media has dedicated an awful lot of attention to the metaverse over the last few years, and, you know, particularly in the last 18 months with Facebook's rebranding. But in spite of that, the majority of the people that we surveyed over 2,000 individual consumers across South Africa, 53% had never heard of the word the metaverse, 23% had heard of it, but had no real idea of what it was. Only 5% of people said they'd actively been in the metaverse. So it does suggest that, you know, we are at a very nascent part of the adoption of the metaverse. So that was, I think, a particularly interesting finding. But that then was contrasted quite strongly when we asked people, you know, do you anticipate that at some point in the future you might engage with a brand in the metaverse? Obviously, this was after we'd explained what the metaverse was. And an enormous 79% of the people we surveyed said yes.
Why is it important for companies then to try and get their businesses all ready for the metaverse in light of your findings?
I think that the big thing that we're seeing here, and one could, you know, almost liken it to the early days of cryptocurrency. You know, 7 or 8 years ago, people were beginning to talk about Bitcoin. Not many of us really knew what it was, but Bitcoin was ultra cheap back then. If we'd, you know, bought a few Bitcoin, you know, today we'd be, you know, rubbing our hands in glee. We'd be millionaires. I think the same applies to the metaverse, that companies who don't really see what the use case is or what the benefits of engaging in the metaverse are today would still be well advised to go and purchase some real estate in the metaverse so that they are ready and equipped when the metaverse does gain traction. You can buy a piece of land in Ubuntu land, which is Africa's own, you know, version of the metaverse, at a relatively low cost today. But, you know, if you play it forward 3, 4, 5 years, I'm quite certain that that same piece of real estate is going to cost, you know, 100 times more, 1,000 times more. So I think there's definitely an opportunity for people to get involved now if they anticipate that there may or may not be a reason for them to play in the metaverse in the future. But more fundamentally than that, I'm a big believer in action. Even if you are still unclear what the future is, by buying some real estate today, it's going to start to focus your mind on how you can utilize that, you know, what the specific use cases are for your business and how you'll be able to start engaging with your customers in the metaverse. So it's a combination of buy now because it's only going to get more expensive, and buy now because that might help guide your strategy and make you start thinking a little bit more in a slightly more disciplined way about how you can use the metaverse to your benefit.
That was part one of my conversation with Charlie Stewart, the CEO and co-founder of digital marketing agency Roger Wilco. Part two of our sit down is coming up right after these on the OFM Business Hour. Stay tuned.
The Business Hour on OFM.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour with me, Leboheng Motse. We're talking all things related to the metaverse and why it's important for all businesses to invest early, even if you're just getting yourself a piece of real estate, with Charlie Stewart, the CEO and co-founder of digital marketing agency Roger Wilco. Now, this stems from his team's findings in the 2022 SA Digital Customer Experience Report. Here's part two of our conversation. Well, let's get into some of the trends in the metaverse space. What are we seeing now and what are some of the expectations in, let's say, the coming year?
I think a lot of it at the moment is, gosh, I mean, for want of a better word, you know, brands, you know, playing in it for, you know, media benefit. They want to, you know, if they know that if they're some of the first people inside the metaverse, you know, coining NFTs and the like, that there'll be media interest and so they'll get some publicity from it. And we've seen companies like Coca-Cola create NFTs that allow people to sort of have some ownership of a virtual Coca-Cola bottle. That, to my mind, is a little bit of a gimmick. On the other side of the equation, though, we're seeing countries and indeed, you know, cities, municipalities starting to look at how they can use the metaverse to improve service delivery. I think South Korea is probably the best example in this respect. The city of Seoul has recently started using the metaverse to try to improve service delivery, to try to, you know, predict when people are going to need assistance, you know, and, you know, anticipate where services are going to come into demand so that they can scale up their service provisions as needs arise.
Charlie, you know, you liken the metaverse to the beginnings of cryptocurrency. With respect to the former, are there talks of regulation? Because crypto has been facing a lot of conversation around regulation and we are seeing the introduction of it. But would you say that the metaverse should be governed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be opening a can of worms trying to, you know, find some governance for it. But I think this is a real ethical issue and it certainly demands a lot of scrutiny. The last thing that we want to see is, you know, another Wild West emerging where anybody can do whatever they want to do at, you know, whenever they want to do it. So I would really encourage, you know, some of the world's regulatory bodies to look at how we can impose a level of discipline and some basic rules that will, you know, premise what is permissible, what's not permissible. You know, when the internet first started, ICANN was set up as the global register for domain names, and they were able to provide, you know, a semblance of responsibility and some guidelines around who could publish a website and how the whole process could be governed. Of course, it wasn't, you know, it's not foolproof. You know, looking at the internet, you know, we've seen, you know, the majority of people using the internet are doing it for, you know, for good, to promote their businesses or to, you know, provide better and faster and, you know, more consumer-friendly opportunities for people to buy products or to engage with companies. There are some miscreants, though, out there who are using it for fairly negative purposes. But I think that this will become the ethical issue of the future. How do we impose a sense of governance on something that is intangible and as, you know, difficult to control as the metaverse?
Charlie, if there is a business owner listening to you, certainly from our region, that is quite skeptical about the metaverse, what would your closing sentiments be on it?
Yeah, I completely relate to people being skeptical. You know, until, you know, a couple of years ago, I was very skeptical about it myself. I couldn't bring myself putting on, you know, a big clumsy virtual reality headset and, you know, mistakenly walking into a wall. That said, you know, it is gaining some real traction. There are some very, very, very big organizations who are making a play in the metaverse. I mean, Gucci, for example, is creating virtual sneakers. Now, you might laugh at that. Who wants to buy, you know, a pair of virtual intangible sneakers. But the person who buys those sneakers is going to be far more disposed to walk into a Gucci store or to go and buy Gucci product from the nearest retailer. So it's a great opportunity for organizations to recognize the value of brand and the power that the metaverse could add to their broader market.
Alrighty, where can one access the 2022 SA Digital Customer Experience Report?
We have got a dedicated microsite for it, which is cx-report.co.za. Anybody visiting that will be able to download this year's report as well as the three previous editions of the report going back to 2019. And so there's a lot of interesting data in there when we start looking and comparing how consumer sentiment has evolved over the past 4 years. So that's cx-report.co.za.
And you can re-listen to my conversation with Charlie Stewart, the CEO of Roger Wilco, on ofm.co.za. Click on News and then on Business.
The Business Hour on OFM.